The World's Jeb Sharp was in Belgium's capital twice in recent months. She reported on the security situation there following the Paris attacks in November, which involved a number of suspects from Brussels. She also spoke to refugees from the Middle East who are trying to start new lives in Belgium. Jeb, were you able to check in with some of the people you met while there? And what did they have to say today?
I did. It's been a stream of texts and emails and phone calls, and people are devastated. Their voices are grim. I just had an email saying, we knew it would come and it still feels surreal. I'm sure there's also a sense of defiance, knowing what I know about Brussels, and a little bit this feeling of claustrophobia because everything shuts down when you're in one of these security alerts, so you can't really move. I've talked to the head of the Red Cross shelter in downtown Brussels, and he, of course, is very concerned. He says many people, refugees, come to Brussels for appointments during the day from far-flung refugee shelters, so a lot of them will have been trapped in the city. And as this guy said, you don't want to be a refugee wandering the streets tonight looking like you're from the Middle East.
Already, at least on social media, there are fingers pointing, immigrants are being blamed. What's the danger here?
I think we know that there's often a backlash after terrorist incidents like this, but I think there's also the fear of backlash. I met a Syrian immigrant who runs a pastry shop in the beautiful old heart of Brussels, and when I was there in November, he said he was going to change the sign on his shop, which said Syrian pâtisserie, to Mediterranean pâtisserie, because he felt that people might equate Syria with ISIS and that he would be under threat.
Jeb, last time you were in Brussels, you visited the district of Molenbeek, which we hear a lot about. I know it's one of the suburbs of Brussels where two of the Paris bombers lived. Any sense how that neighborhood may be dealing with this news today?
Well, I imagine there's a huge police presence, and I imagine people are nervous. And I know that not only does that neighborhood have a serious terrorism and extremism and recruiting problem, it also has a bunch of people living there who feel really stigmatized. So it's a very interesting mix. I was at a vigil back in November where many, many townspeople came out with candles and signs to say, look, we're not all terrorists. It's a tough situation there.
How have Brussels and Belgium at large been changed by the attacks in Paris and now these awful attacks today?
That's a really interesting question, Carol. And of course, in these situations, we tend to talk about a new normal and readjusting to a new sense of threat and perhaps new ways of living and security precautions. But it's also that in Brussels, on my couple of visits there, I've realized that the wars in the Middle East, the numbers of refugees coming west, the threat of terrorist attack, it's just laced through conversations and realities. So I was doing a story about an education program for refugees at the Free University. But part of the thinking on the part of university administrators is, let's get these people studying so there's no risk of them radicalizing. So you sort of see how the themes crop up. And in another conversation with a volunteer family who hosts refugees, the father said, you know, I love doing this and I love meeting these families, but if they don't get asylum and they go back to Afghanistan, I just hope they'll think well of us and not think of us as enemies. So this kind of sense all the time of, you know, we're in something that doesn't feel quite stable and we should do everything we can to create goodwill and connections.
What's left the biggest impression on you from your trips to Belgium?
It's just such an interesting place at such an interesting time. And I think it's just a microcosm of so many of the values and arguments and issues that we're all grappling with today in one very small place. I find it fascinating.
The World's Jeb Sharp, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Carol.
On a day like today, covering the news means we talk a lot about violence and its aftermath, but there's a hard-to-describe feeling you get when you hear about a bomb going off in a place you know. Jeb's written an essay about that, and you can read it at facebook.com/PRI the world. And while you're there, you can read some of her stories from her time in Brussels.